You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 356 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, along with the deaths of three people overnight, a man in his 70s and a man and a woman both in their 80s. A return traveller in his 80s, unlinked to the current outbreak, has also died. Of the new cases, 97 were in the community for whole or part of their infectious period, while the isolation status of 157 people is under investigation. Meantime, there have been no extra cases in lockdown areas around Byron Bay, Tamworth and Armidale. At least 209 cases have not been linked to known cases, but Chief Medical Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says stricter measures such as curfews may not be the answer to curb unlinked cases.
Look, I think the evidence about curfews is not strong, but I think what I'm concerned about is the crowding in shopping centres and places where we have seen transmission events in small shops. And so I've asked police particularly to focus on adherence to those density restrictions. I think I've repeatedly messaged about the fact that I really want people to be staying outside of shops and waiting outside and going in almost one at a time.
A New South Wales health administered just over 29,000 COVID-19 vaccines in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. last night, including more than 8,600 at the vaccination centre at Sydney Olympic Park. The total number of vaccines administered in New South Wales is now almost 4.5 million. Premier Gladys Berejiklian wants at least 6 million vaccinations by the end of August, which she says are needed to help the state move out of lockdown. She says the research is based on modelling by Medical Research Centre, the Doherty Institute, which has also been accepted by National Cabinet.
The Doherty report provides good guidance for all states in relation to what you can do at 70% and 80%. And we know that at 70% we'll have enormous opportunity. When you know that 70% of your population, especially in some of those key areas where the virus has been circulating, if 70% of your population is vaccinated, that gives you enormous opportunities to allow your citizens to leave much more freely than what is occurring now.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison says while lockdowns are difficult, until enough of the population is vaccinated, they remain a key measure in suppressing the spread of COVID-19.
Australians have worked so hard to get us to the situation we're in right now, where we have been able to keep the cases relatively low compared to the rest of the world. We have one of the lowest death rates in the world from COVID. And we want to be able to continue to achieve that as best as we possibly can as we continue through this suppression phase. And that's why there aren't any shortcuts to lockdowns. You've got to make them work as best as you possibly can. So in Sydney, please stay home unless you really have an urgent need to go and do something outside the house.
The Morrison government is resisting pressure to grant legal protections to employers which force workers to be immunised. National Cabinet last week discussed the issue of employers seeking to mandate that employees must be vaccinated against COVID-19 before being able to enter a workplace. But the Prime Minister says such a decision should be up to the employer. Speaking to Seven Sunrise, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg defended the government's position, which is that vaccines are free but also voluntary.
Now, there are some exceptions with respect to workers in aged care as well as in quarantine. Now, whether a employer can make a reasonable direction to their employees to receive the vaccine will very much depend on the individual circumstances in that case. Now, Safe Work Australia and the Fair Work Ombudsman have both provided information and guidelines, and it will depend, for example, whether the employees in that business are public facing, whether they're dealing with vulnerable cohorts of workers or people.
And younger Victorians have flooded state vaccination hubs on the first day of AstraZeneca being made available to those aged under 40. With the state in its sixth lockdown and the latest coronavirus outbreak racking up another 20 infections, just over 2,300 first doses of AstraZeneca were administered on Monday. Health Minister Martin Foley says in total, 22,670 people received either a first or second vaccine dose through state-run hubs.
And I'm pretty sure an even stronger number through our GP partners and the primary healthcare system. In regards to the state-run centres, that's the biggest day of vaccines administered since the 5th of June, and I would continue to encourage people to come forward in strong numbers as their availability across accessible vaccine sources and options continues to increase.
And three new local cases have been reported in Queensland with none infectious while in the community. All the cases are linked to the Indooroopilly cluster. One is a student from Brisbane Boys Grammar School. The second is a student at Ironside. And the third is a household contact of two known cases from Brisbane Boys Grammar School. 13,271 people are in home quarantine across Queensland, and over 11,000 vaccines were administered in the past 24 hours. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is happy with the outcome and says registrations are now being taken for those aged 16 to 59 for the mass vaccination centre.
We've had 50,000 registrations already to date, so well done. But we want to have even more registrations, remembering that the Commonwealth is responsible for 70% of the vaccinations in Queensland, and we are responsible for 30%. But it's wonderful to see that massive take-up of our registration. So that's excellent, excellent news.
There are also no new cases of COVID-19 in Cairns and Yarrabah. A mild easing of restrictions will happen in South Australia meanwhile this week, with businesses such as cafes, restaurants, pubs and cinemas to increase to 75% capacity. Premier Stephen Marshall said the changes will take effect on Thursday. However, patrons are still required to be seated. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.